Two orphans at the Children's Service Department of the Calvary Apostolic Revival Church at La in Accra are to benefit from a scholarship package that will cater for them until they complete GHS. The two, Jeffrey Coney, Primary 6, and Jeron Coney, Primary 3, will need 1,910 Ghana cedis to cater for their school fees at the Association International Community School in Accra. The chairman of CARC, Reverend Ishmael Anunsai, said the decision was informed by a statement made by their mother before she passed on to educate her children to the highest level. An auntie of the orphans, Anita Aye, also witnessed the signing ceremony, expressed gratitude to Reverend Anunsai and God for the support. Reverend Anunsai tells Radio Ghana why it is important for other churches to support the needy.
I believe as ministers of the gospel, much as we are interested in bringing children up in the fear of the Lord, we must be also interested in their social and welfare being, that they might have good education, food, clothes, and shelter. And therefore, for young orphans of that kind, I believe society and ministers of the gospel must show concern at their plight and support them appropriately so that they might be good citizens in the future.
You want your colleague pastors and reverend ministers to learn anything from this gesture?
I believe that we as ministers must do even more than that, because as shepherds of the flocks, our interests should not be what we are looking for ourselves, but we must show concern to those who come to us as members of our congregation. So I will feed them spiritually and also socially, bring them up to the point where they will be a blessing to their families and even to the church and the nation as well. So I believe my colleagues, other pastors, I know some of them are doing it, but I want to encourage other pastors also to do more than that.
Are we considering only those who are attending our churches, or we are looking at other orphans in the orphanages?
In fact, this is not the first time I'm doing this. Last year, on my 50th birthday, I was at the Tertiary Orphanage and I donated a series of items to the orphanage there. I also supported other young kids also in the church and a very old lady who have been in the church for years. I believe our support is not merely meant for our church alone, but to the nation as well. And as long as God gives us the grace, we are willing to go beyond the churches to support those in our communities. In fact, one of the areas should be very useful is in a community where you live as a minister, look within your area, look at those who are in need and give them necessary support. That is part of the gospel. Those who are hopeless may have hope for the future and for their families.
I remember some times back, some people who were running NGOs writing proposals to churches like yours to support the training of the girl child in vocational institutions and all that. But response was so bad. Are you thinking of looking at the young girls who are in the streets, the young girls who are in your churches, who out of lack of parental support cannot further their education in life?
Most other ministries are seriously doing that, and we are also doing it. But from what you've been told, these are a personal initiative. I have members beyond La, Abosa, and other branches that have engaged them in vocational training that I'm personally doing it. And it's a way of encouraging the members, that not me being the pastor alone, but if you're a member of any congregation, look around within the church. There are things that we can use to bless those within our ministries, within our churches, so that much as the church is doing it, individuals within your own family. You know, we grew up knowing that your uncle is your father, your auntie is your mother, and they will care for you when you are in need, not just your parents. I believe that kind of love towards our neighborhood and our friends must be encouraged this time around.
Reverend Anunsai is the chairman of Calvary Apostolic Revival Church, talking to George Ankra.